I must admit to you that a few weeks ago, when this whole pandemic began, my first thought was Holy Week. This has to be over by Holy Week. There are 50 other Sundays of the year that we could get by with different kinds of services, but not Holy Week. Let's face it, even Christmas Eve, you all would be fine being with your families at your homes, but the church needs Holy Week. Christians need Holy Week. It's the time that the most people go to church, Palm Sunday and Easter, and mostly Easter. You've heard me say over and over again that without the actual services on Good Friday, I don't think I could go to the tomb on Easter. We celebrate Palm Sunday and we celebrate Easter. But if you don't go to the cross on Friday, those are just days of celebration. Even the lectionary has gone to having the Passion Scripture read on Palm Sunday because people hardly ever go to Holy Week services. I've fallen into the habit of keeping Palm Sunday as Palm Sunday because I have a deep, deep love for the service that we do on Good Friday, and I keep hoping that more people will connect to it. So I am continuing to use the Palm Sunday scripture today as we look at Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. Jesus is entering knowing exactly what is to come. There's no doubt that these people who are proclaiming Hosanna and worshiping Jesus as he rides into the city are in just a short period of time going to change their tune and begin yelling, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Jesus is aware that he's entering the end. What he has been preparing for his entire life is coming to fruition. The irony of this day seems extremely poignant to me today. I find myself saying Hosanna one moment and then crying Jesus why the next minute. Jesus knew the people calling out to him were looking for their Messiah. And in the very near future, they will deny that he is the Messiah. But he enters the city anyway. He knows the weakness of the people, and it doesn't stop him from entering the city full of love. And that is a love that for most of us is very difficult to understand. But is it really? I see today more than ever. I see this type of love in people who are walking into the hospital each day knowing that they're taking a risk just by walking through the doors, but they get up and they get ready and they go. They go because they love. There really is no other explanation. A love that I believe comes from Christ. The people they serve aren't people they know. They may not even be people they like, but they go because it's their calling and they serve out of love. Another thing interesting to me, especially today, is that Jesus didn't ride in on a big white stallion to rescue the people in their time of need. Jesus rode in on a donkey, small, slow, coming to us in our weakness and in our vulnerability, meeting us right where we are. We see Jesus in his weakness. We see him asking for the cup to pass from him. We see him while those close to him are betraying him, but he still shows them love. We see him struggling, beaten, the exact opposite of what we think we want in our time of need. We think in difficult times that we want someone strong and powerful coming to save the day. Today, we want Jesus to come take away all the bad virus that's in this world and let us get back to our normal lives. Instead, we find that we have Christ standing right next to us as we struggle to carry our own crosses. He's taking on our burdens, shedding tears with us as we watch those around us hurting. Jesus is standing next to us as loved ones are left to fight in hospitals alone. He's holding our hands as we have to keep our distance from our loved ones because it's what's best for them. In so many ways, this Lent has been a true Lent. We've all had to give up the connection that we all have with others, our community. For some of you, that's been easier than others. I've thought a lot this week about when this pandemic is over and we're able to get back to normal. What will that look like? What do I want it to look like? I pray that I never take the touch of a friend for granted. I hope I never take for granted those who walk into danger when the rest of us run out. The first responders, the medical personnel, the hospital staff who show up every day to clean and run the hospitals, the grocery store workers who stock the shelves and check us out, the food preparers, the truckers who are getting supplies where they need to go. May I never just walk past them and take them for granted again. May I recognize the love that they are showing me, a stranger. I hope I never forget how amazing it is to gather together with each of you in our sanctuary, to worship God together, seeing your faces, embracing you with the peace of Christ, breaking bread together, and hearing your voices lifted in song. I pray I never forget how special it is to sit at lunch with a friend or sit around the table at staff meeting and pray together. This may seem like a very difficult Lent, but in so many ways it has helped me to recognize what really does matter most. We were given the greatest gift of all when Jesus rode that donkey through the gates of the city of Jerusalem, not looking behind him, but moving forward, promising us that even in our weakest times, he is with us. He is walking with us towards an eternity of love. This Holy Week, I'll be focusing on ways Jesus comes to me in my weakest moments. The way he continues to love me when I am not so lovable. And how in my weakness and in my vulnerability, he equips me to show that love to every person that I meet. And especially to those who I walk by on a normal day and don't notice. I pray that my eyes will be open, that I will be a new creation, and that I will walk willingly through this world, showing love to everyone that I meet. Amen and amen.